USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine remains. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin telling ABC's This Week that the potential for Russia to invade Ukraine is there.
He's been very deliberate in terms of assembling the right kind of combat and combat support capabilities in the border region. And so he has a number of options available to him.
Austin is referring to Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has extended military drills near the Ukrainian border that were set to end on Sunday. The Kremlin has denied plans to invade its neighbor. The U.S. and allied countries are vowing sanctions if Russia goes through with the invasion. The cost of renting a two- or more-bedroom property has gone up 19%. That's according to Realtor.com's look at rates across the 50 largest metro areas between December 2020 and 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A rodent infestation at a Family Dollar warehouse in West Memphis, Arkansas, is prompting a recall on a wide range of products, including food and cosmetics. The products were sold between January 2021 and February of this year in stores across six southern states. The warehouse and more than 400 stores are temporarily closed. Queen Elizabeth II has tested positive for the coronavirus. Buckingham Palace says the 95-year-old monarch is experiencing mild cold-like symptoms, but she's expected to continue with light duties over the coming weeks. The Beijing Winter Olympics is over. The second overall Olympiad that took place during the COVID-19 pandemic was marked with a Russian substance scandal, COVID restrictions strictly enforced by the authoritarian government of China, and low ratings on NBC. The Winter Games will return from Milan in 2026. Austin Cindric is this year's winner of the Daytona 500. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
California is taking a page from the state of Texas, only they are targeting guns. USA's Wendy King has more from the Pacific Northwest.
California Governor Gavin Newsom announced a package of legislation that would allow private citizens to sue gun manufacturers. Under one bill, anyone could sue manufacturers, distributors, transporters, or sellers of assault-style weapons. The other bill would prohibit companies from advertising certain kinds of weapons to children. Newsom said, "This is not about attacking law-abiding gun owners. It's about stopping the tragic violence that's ravaging communities across the country." The California legislation is modeled after a Texas law that bans abortion approximately 6 weeks after the pregnant person's last menstrual cycle, using a unique enforcement mechanism. It deputizes private citizens rather than the state's executive branch to sue anyone who aids and abets the procedure. Any individual can sue anyone involved in an illegal abortion and win up to $10,000 in court. Earlier this week, gunmaker Remington agreed to pay more than $73 million to settle a lawsuit with several families of victims of the Sandy Hook shooting attack that killed 20 children almost a decade ago. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.